The challenge here, I think, is this issue of whether the cognitive structures that exist for processing light and sound and so forth, if those cognitive structures are universal among all humankind and relate to some basic principles that have to do with, for example, tension relaxation schema. So, for example, whether Beethoven puts a rest in a particular part of a piece, that has a relevance within the culture as it relates to implicit knowledge about the rules for melodic and harmonic progression in Western tonal music, but it has really very little aesthetic value to a folk musician from Southeast Asia. What is important is that in the music of Beethoven and that in the music of Southeast Asian folk, there are certain manipulations that songwriters and composers do with tones that can allow for the aesthetic experience to occur. We all have these cognitive structures, this implicit knowledge of the music of our culture, and by manipulating those, out comes aesthetic experience. It's not in the music in and of itself, but in the cognitive structures that have evolved to process complex information in sound and light.
Can I ask Mark a question?
Sure.
Now, if we take a bad piece of 19th century music or a bad piece of South Asian music, that is a piece that many people would agree is music but not very interesting, presumably it has these same structures, right? So I'm trying to understand what we're explaining. I mean, we're not explaining what it is that makes something aesthetically pleasing in some higher sense if the explanation just is what we need for it to minimally qualify as music at all, right?
Right. What you want to really know what it is that violates, what about the nature of the sensory stimulus that might violate or satisfy the expectancy? That's a general rule for cognitive processing of these sorts of this type of information. What it is that creates the rub is going to vary from culture to culture, and I think much more importantly, Jim, from individual to individual. So claiming that this object has high aesthetic value is misleading, because that's true of only a subpopulation of listeners. When we can start to talk about general schema for processing information, I think then we can get outside the issue of there's no accounting for taste.